Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. This morning is Monday, May 21st, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. I'm so excited to welcome all of you to the call this morning. We've got a lot of folks who have joined us live here, and I know that we have some folks that are listening to this call on playback as well. We want to welcome you. We want to especially welcome our new agents. We've had hundreds of new agents join our company this month, and so with that kind of growth, we know that every week we've got folks that are joining this call for the first time. We want to welcome you, and if I could just give you some personal advice, it would be to be on this call every Monday morning, to start your week off on the right foot by being a part of this call. That's something that I've done now for as long as we've had this call, and I know that a lot of our top producers feel that same way. It's just a great way to stay plugged in. All of our calls are a great way to stay plugged in to what is happening in the company and how it affects you on a day-in and day-out basis. So we welcome you, and we're glad that you're joining us here this morning on this call. We've got some exciting updates to share with you this morning. We've got some great testimonials to talk about. We've got some live events happening this week that some of you are going to be able to plug into. And we have got a phenomenal training prepared this morning by Rebecca Baker, our keynote trainer this morning. And we are so excited to hear from her. I mentioned just a couple of quick updates. I just want to make sure that everyone is still aware. We're going to keep talking about this, of the new text alert system. If you have not done that yet, if you could just text the words follow and then a space, and then this next one's all one word, HRMC News. So follow space HRMC News, and you text that to 40404, then that will enroll you in the text reminders. We just want to keep talking about that. For those of you that are recruiting new agents and building a successful sales organization, that's such an important part of making sure that those agents are plugged in to getting reminders about this call and other calls and other events that are happening. Just make sure that you're doing that, that's done, and that you're getting those text reminders. As you are well aware, today is the 21st, which means we've got 10 days left in this month, 11 if you count today. And what does that mean for you and me? Well, it means a lot, because this month is a qualifying month for the Nashville convention trip. Now, everyone is invited to the convention that Legal Shield is putting on in September. We are going to be doing a full-day Harvard Risk Management training on the 13th of September. The actual Legal Shield event is the 14th and the 15th and the 16th. We're going to be coming in a day early and doing a full-day training on the 13th. And everyone is invited to that. If you have not registered for that yet, you can do so in the back office. I've been noticing that when you log in to harvardbenefits.com, you go to Agent Access and log in. That's the big purple banner that's up at the top of the page, is that Legal Shield event. It's a chance to register right there for that event. And I think we even have a special deal still available for that registration. So if you haven't registered, you want to register. The question is, will you and I pay our own way to go to that event? If so, that's a great investment. Or will Legal Shield pay our way to go to that event? And obviously, that would be a better deal. Well, how do you get Legal Shield to cover your cost for travel, your hotel, your flight? And the answer is, you've got a Performance Club qualify in the month of May. That's such an important part of that. Now, there are other requirements for that promotion, and you can check that out in the back office as well. But it doesn't matter what those other requirements are if you're not Performance Club qualified. Why am I talking about this today? Because we've got 10 to 11 days left in the month of May, which is plenty of time to go out and Performance Club qualify. So I want you to log in to your back office. Go to harvardbenefits.com, click on Agent Access, and log in. Log in to your HRMC back office, and I want you to look at the column there that is Performance Club. And that's and it's the second column. If you scroll down underneath the purple banner, it's that second column. And I just want you to look at that column and look at what it says. you're going to have some numbers there. You're going to have some data there, and it's either going to be green or red. Okay, so this is as simple as it can be. If the number is green, then you're good to go. That means you're already Performance Club qualified. That first number is your Performance Club points. If it's green, you're already Performance Club qualified. The second number is your retention. And if it's green, then you're good to go as far as retention as well. And then the third is your Legal Shield Advantage. It's either active or it's not active. And if it's active, then it should be green. I love logging in there and seeing all green. Now, I love seeing all green on the first day of the month, which you can do every month if you have enough rollover. But for sure, on the 21st, you need to be logging in and seeing all green. If you're not, if you're seeing any red there, that means you've got to do something about it. Now, again, no one's going to break into your house this week and steal one of these memberships. You're going to have to go out. You're going to have to prospect. You're going to have to go out and sign some people up and get your Performance Club points for the month of May. But let's do that. Let's get it done today. Let's get it done today, tomorrow. Don't wait until the last day of the month. That's just not a very smart strategy, not when you have so much on the line like you do here in the month of May. So check out those Performance Club stats for yourself. If you're building a team, you can go to your AMS and look at your View Associates button. That's a new feature as well that shows Performance Club data for your organization. A very smart thing to be doing right here about two-thirds of the way through the month. But for sure, everyone listening to my voice right now, I hope that you have logged in and looked at that number, and if it's green, I hope that you're happy about that and, of course, you know, not satisfied. I mean, obviously, Performance Club is not the goal for all of our agents, meaning that they have bigger goals than Performance Club. It should be a goal for all of our agents to Performance Club qualify. But if that number is red this morning, I'm inviting you to do something about it, to write some business, to get that number into the green well before the last day of this month. We have got some opportunities to plug in to some live events this week. Now, this won't affect everyone, but it will affect some of you. You've got some of your HRMC leadership traveling this week to live events. To speak more about that, we are joined by Platinum Executive Director, $200,000 earner, and our Senior Vice President, Mr. Jim Tanner, this morning from Boston, Massachusetts. And I know, Jim, you're not going to be in Boston for much longer. You're traveling, as am I, this week, and we'd love you to just kind of give an overview of some of the live events that are happening this week.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Mr. Riches. Good morning to all of our Harvard agents from sea to shining sea, and you're absolutely right. We're hitting the road, and I'm excited. I want to make sure that those of you that are in markets where you can get out and see us this week have that information. I was actually just at an event. Yesterday, we had, often you'll hear us talk about Super Saturdays. Well, there was a Super Saturday, and then there was a Sensational Sunday, and it was only 20 minutes from my house. It was a fun event. My wife, Dr. Danielle Russo, trained at that event on radical empowerment, and she said, now, this isn't me saying this as a Harvard agent, as a leader in our organization. This is a world-renowned speaker and trainer, a professor at Boston University, told everybody in attendance, you got to get the social aspect of this down. You got to get around other people that are going where you're going, that are doing what you're doing. And you know, as she said that, it just reminded me of how I've grown in this business from event to event to event. Mr. Riches was just talking about Nashville, Tennessee. I hope everybody on the call right now has in their calendar that all calendared out, that you're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee with us in the fall. But it isn't just the big events. It's the opportunities in between those events for us to all come together. And tomorrow night, in some major markets here in the United States, you're going to have a chance to get together with some of us. So tomorrow evening, this is, for those of you listening to the recording, this will be Tuesday evening, and this is all going to be in your events page today in your agent's back office. But tomorrow evening, I will be in Berkeley, California. That's in Northern California, speaking at the Legal Shield Business Briefing. And that's at the DoubleTree at the marina. It's right on the water. It looks like a beautiful place. I can't wait to get out there. But wait, that's not all. I'm not the only one packing a bag and heading out on the road tomorrow. Mr. Mike Riches, our host this morning, the president of Harvard Risk Management, $200,000 ring earner, incredible speaker, trainer, and motivator, will be in Southern California. And so you can join him in Southern California, or you can join me in Northern California. You get to choose where you want to be. And in Southern California specifically, he'll be at the Crown Plaza Hotel in San Diego for the business briefing tomorrow evening. So if you're in California, or you can get to California, and you're hearing my words today, or if you have someone that you wanted to share this incredible membership, the protection plans that we offer, or the opportunity to join us in the business, and you want a chance to get your contacts in front of, in a room with the president of this company or myself, your executive vice president, we're going to be doing that in California tomorrow evening. And in addition, and I'll just offer this one other one because I'm so excited, we're kind of triangulating on the East Coast. So now for our folks on the East Coast of the United States, again, tomorrow evening in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City, we will have the CEO and founder of Harvard Risk Management, Mr. Mark Riches, speaking at that briefing at the Crown Plaza in the Executive Park right on West Park Drive. And for those of you in Charlotte, you know about that event, or that location. That's where LegalShield has been holding phenomenal events for years in Charlotte. So get a chance on the East Coast to spend time with our CEO and founder, a Platinum World Council member at LegalShield, one of LegalShield's few $700,000 ring earners, a man who has made not $1 million, but millions of dollars in this business. Get yourself an opportunity to see him do an incredible presentation of the membership as well as the opportunity, but more importantly, to spend time in a social setting with these folks. Again, I can't stress enough to you, when you're on this call and you hear that we are going to be somewhere that you can get to, make plans to be at that event, but make your big plans for everybody listening today to get yourself and your organization to Music City in the fall, where we all come back together in one grand event. Mr. Riches, thank you so much, and I'll turn it back to you.
Fantastic. Well, I am so excited to join some folks live, and I like what Mr. Tanner said. You know, I'll tell you, if some of you are thinking, well, I'm not in California and I'm not in North Carolina, that doesn't apply to me. Again, who do you know? Who do you know in those markets that you could invite out? I assure you, we'll take good care of them if they can come out to those events. Those events are designed for a guest to hear more about LegalShield and the products and the business opportunity, and we will absolutely take care of your guests if you can get them out there for those events that you can check out on our events page as well. Thank you, Mr. Tanner, for that great update. Also, this week, we do have on Wednesday of this week, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, we have a B2B live webinar. Some of you have been plugging into those B2B live webinars. Many of you are registering for that, meaning that that's your certification with LegalShield. When you go through the webinar the first time, it's part of your certification. But some of you are plugging back into those webinars, which is not a bad idea because they really are very interactive. We've never done a webinar, two webinars that are exactly the same. And that is certainly the case since we revamped that a couple of months ago. And so we would invite you to plug into that. If you are not certified yet to market B2B, meaning market employee benefit sales, then I would invite you to get registered for that. You can do that right in your agent back office under the certifications column. Then all you do is just click on where it says B2B certified, and you can register for that. It's $99 to get certified. But even if you're already certified, again, I would invite you to join that this Wednesday, 12 noon Central Time to 2 p.m. Central Time. The last one that we did a couple of weeks ago, we really got off. We talked about getting leads, and I was real proud of our attendees that day. We had a smaller group, but I was real proud of them. All of them committed to going out and increasing the leads that they had, and that's step number one of the system, and they did it. They all came back. They emailed me that evening or the next day and said, hey, I went from having 6 leads to over 50 leads, and I was so proud of them, and we spent some time kind of showing how to do that. We even made a couple live calls right there on the certification webinar to show them kind of how to do that. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. We'll continue to have some fun and, again, take that in the direction that the conversation goes this coming Wednesday. If you can join that B2B live webinar from 12 to 2, we would love to have you. If you've already gotten certified, all you have to do is go to www.HRMCB2B.com, and you can join that webinar live this Wednesday at 12 noon Central Time. I was speaking last week with Mr. Brian Fahili, and I was listening to him tell a story of opening a new account, actually getting back into an existing account, and there was so much of what he was sharing that I said, okay, hold on. I want you to share this with our entire organization on the call Monday, because there's so many aspects of what happened with him last week that are so relevant for what you and I are doing as we are out there marketing these plans as employee benefits. I think that what he's about to share is applicable when you're marketing to individuals as well, because it's a matter of principle sometimes whether you're going to go the extra mile or not. And so we've invited him on the call this morning. We always enjoy hearing him. You are very familiar with his story because you've seen him in our new agent training. You've seen his testimonial, and he's certainly one of our favorites. Mr. Fahili, thank you so much for joining the call this morning. We always enjoy hearing from you. We'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you, Mike. And hey, folks, I echo what Jim was saying. If you can get out to see any one of these gentlemen, it will definitely be well worth your time. And like Mike was saying, if you can't make it, if you have someone in that area, get them there. It'll make all the difference in the world. Believe me, especially those three. But when I was talking with Mike last week, folks, I was excited and I started saying, you know, I wish everybody would get this feeling. And you hear us talk a lot on the calls and in trainings and everything about taking momentum and building off of it. And when I shared my story with Mike, I was halfway through it, and he said, wait a minute, just stop. You got to be on a call Monday and share this. And I'll try to be real brief with this because I know we got a great trainer coming up. But what happened was, folks, I have a few school districts that I've had for quite a while. Well, we're all getting to the end of the school year. And I had gone in and met with one of my school districts a couple of months ago. And she said, Brian, we're going to do it a little different this year. I want you to come around with the rest of our benefits, the health insurance, the dental, the 401k, and so forth, and come in and make your presentation at the same time. And, you know, I was a little like, okay, which it's still fine. It's still going to get me in front of those teachers and everything else. But I was like, you know, why are they changing me up now? So anyhow, she told me to contact her at the end of May because we were going to go in right at the beginning of June. At the end of April because we were going to go in at the beginning of May. And I contacted her, and I said, hey, Carol, this is Brian. I just wanted to see if you had the date set yet for when we're going to go in and meet with the staff. And she went, oh, my gosh, Brian, I am so sorry. She said, we did that a week and a half ago. And I said, what? And she said, we did that a week and a half ago. And I said, oh. I said, I understand, Carol. I'm sorry. I guess I should have called. She said, no. I told you I was going to contact you. I feel so bad about this. And she just went on and on. So we ended the call. So the next morning I woke up and I thought, well, maybe I can use that. You know, she felt pretty guilty or sad that I wasn't included in on it. So I drove all the way down there, which is about 25 miles away from where I live. But I drove down there. I went into her office, and once again, she was all apologetic and everything. I said, Carol, the only thing that has me a little worried, I said, between the Equifax data breach this year and everything else that's been going on, all these other data breaches, I said, I'm really nervous that some of your new hires don't even know this is available to them. And she said, you know, you're absolutely right. And so she reached down in her file cabinet. She pulled out a list of all the schools with the principals. And she said, Brian, I'm going to shoot each one of these principals an email today and tell them that you're going to be coming around to meet with their new hires. And I said, great. She said, so start calling them. And I said, I will. So I left there, and the very next day, rather than call, I decided I'd just go to the schools, because it's always been my firm belief, folks, it's harder to say no to a set of eyeballs than it is on a telephone. So I drove to each school, and lo and behold, they set me up with days to come in. And one of the first ones I had to do was the junior high and high school. And I went there, and they combined the two principals got together, because they're attached, the junior high and the high school are attached, and kind of their common ground, the joining factor of the school, is their big library. And so when I went there to meet with the two principals, it just so happened they were both outside at the time, because it was like study hall or what have you, and the kids were all out there. So anyhow, I got to meet with both of them at the same time. They both said, hey, why don't we do it Thursday morning, and we'll do it at, can you be here at 7:30? And I said, yes, I'll be here. Whatever time you need me here, I'll be here. And they said, we'll be here at 7:30. Well, there was 11 teachers I had to meet with. And I got there, went in the room, met with them. 9 of them signed up on the plan. 1 of them already had it, and 1 wanted to take it home to discuss it with their husband. But I walked out of there feeling really good. I had just written 9 applications, which puts over $1,500 in my pocket. I thought to myself, you know, and what would most people do? Probably go home and enjoy the moment, get those sent up so that we get paid on them. But I left there, and as I got in my truck and I was ready to leave, I remembered I had a small school. It's a private school that I hadn't been in for years, because they kept changing principals. And every time I'd go by there, the new principal would say, well, I don't know what our policy is on this. And I'd try to explain to him that usually I came in on a staff meeting or something like that. So anyhow, I was sitting there in my truck, and I was feeling real good, and I had those sales in my hand. And I thought, you know, it's worth that drive, because it's about 35 miles from where I was at. I said, it's worth that drive just to go see. I said, I'm on a roll. Let me use this to go see what I can make happen. Well, I drive all the way to that private school. It's way out in the country. And I get there. Well, the principal was just about to walk out the door. She was leaving to go somewhere. Well, come to find out, she used to be a principal at the elementary school in the school district I had just wrote. And I saw her, and I went, hey, Miss Lawrence, how are you? And she said, good. And I said, are you the principal here now? And she said, yes, I am. I said, well, I thought you told me you were retiring. She said, well, I was, but I have a couple of nieces that go here, and I wanted to see them get through school. And she said, so I came over. So I said, well, it's been a long time since I've been here. I said, I'd like to get in and meet with the teachers. And she said, Brian, our policy has changed on that. Every year you've got to be confirmed with the board of directors. And I said, really? I said, well, I've already got a payroll slot. I was already, you know, approved by the board once. And she said, I know, but they've changed it. And now you've got to get pre-approval every year before you can meet with them. And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, what do I need to do to get that done? And she said, well, Brian, you know we're at the end of our school year. She said, next week is it for us. And I said, well, I understand that. She said, but maybe you can get something set up for August. And she said, because I don't think our board's going to meet again until the middle of June. And I said, well, that's fine. I said, I'll contact them and see if I can get it set up. So anyhow, she gave me the name of the president of the board of directors, I got in my truck, and I was going to go home and call him and see if I could set up an appointment. And I thought, you know what? I know he's 45 miles away, but heck, why not? I'm just going to drive there and see if the man will meet with me. So I took off. I drive to his office. He owns the insurance company. And I get to his office, and I walk in the door. Well, he was standing right by the door. He had just come back from the bank making a deposit, and he was standing right by the door. And I said, yes, I'm looking for Mr. Tony Jones. He said, that's me. He said, come on in. And I went into his office, and we started talking. I explained to him that we were already pre-approved years before this, but that I hadn't been around in quite a while because, you know, they had exchanged principals several times, and we weren't sure whether they could let me in or not. And I said, Miss Lawrence told me I needed to get approval from the board. And he said, well, heck, he said, I know Legal Shield. He said, I sign the check every month to pay for the teachers that are covered on the plan. And I said, exactly. I said, we've been approved for years. I said, I'm just trying to get in there because it's been such a long time. And with all of what's happened, so I had a proposal with me, and I opened it up, and I kind of took him through it real briefly. And he said, oh, Brian, this is excellent. He said, I have no problem whatsoever with you going in. He said, I don't even need to call the rest of the board because you are an approved benefit. He said, let me call Miss Lawrence. So he called Miss Lawrence, and he said, Miss Lawrence, Brian Fahili's right here in my office. Let's go ahead, let him in. Well, then she said, okay, we'll tell Brian it'll probably be August before I can get him in because we've only got, you know, next week, and then we let out, and Friday will be our last day, and I really won't have a time for him to get with the teachers. And so anyhow, I left there, and I was still kind of pumped because I knew I was going to, you know, get in there in August, and there were a lot of teachers there, and I would have, you know, total access to them and everything. But I got to thinking about it, and as I was going back through this other town, I noticed this new company that was opening, and I'm familiar with the company because my son works at it, and he is their safety manager. And so I thought, well, I'm going to just stop and say hi because I recognized one of the trucks in the parking lot, and they were getting ready because they were having a big function on Friday. They were doing a big crawfish boil to invite the town, leaders of the town and everything, bankers, the sheriff, oil people and everything, because they deal in the oil industry, oil and gas. And so anyhow, I stopped and I was saying hi to him. Well, I never knew his real name. I only knew him by his nickname, which my son and them always call him the Bulldog. And he's the general manager of the company. So he and I were sitting there talking, and he's a real friendly guy. And I said, you know, I never did get your real name. I said, what is your name? And he said, my name is Jeremy Lawrence. And I said, really? I said, I just met with a Miss Lawrence, Miss Janie Lawrence, who's the principal at Riverdale. And he went, that's my aunt. He said, man, I haven't seen her in over 2 years now. He said, really? You just met? I said, yeah, I was just there 45 minutes ago meeting with her. And so anyhow, he said, oh, man, I would love to see her. And I said, well, do you want me to invite her to come to the crawfish bowl? And he said, yeah. So I left there, and I was driving, and I called Miss Lawrence up, and I said, Miss Lawrence, this is Brian Fahili. I'm not trying to bother you. I said, but I did want to invite you, if you're able, to come this Friday to a crawfish boil. There's somebody that wants to see you really bad. And she said, really? Who is it?
Yep,
and I said, pardon me?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I said, it's your nephew. And she was just beside herself. She said, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen him in forever. Yes, I'd love to come to that. And she said, and I tell you what, Brian, can you be at the school at 9 o'clock on the 24th? And I said, yeah. She said, I forgot about this, but I'm having a planning session with the teachers. And she said, I was just looking at the calendar. I can give you about 45 minutes if you can be here at 9 o'clock. She said, I think it's important we get this in front of the teachers before August. And I said, I couldn't agree with you more, Miss Lawrence. And I hung up the phone. And, folks, I got to tell you, if you don't think my ride home wasn't a whole lot better, because now I'm getting in front of 27 teachers that only two of them have the plan right now. So my odds of walking out of there with a handful of apps are really good. And especially since Miss Lawrence, not only did she sign up for the plan back when she was in the elementary school, but she kept the plan after she retired. She had it transferred to her checking account. So my whole point with this, and Mike's point for getting me on here, is when you have something good happen, when you make a sale, when you have a great DM meeting, when you set an enrollment, use that momentum. I mean, I'm telling you, I was so fired up. On the way home, I almost stopped at a cattle ranch to see if I could sign those cows up, to be honest with you. It was exciting. I mean, I was on cloud. I couldn't wait to call Mike, you know, just tell him what had happened. And it's just one of those things. The longer you're in the business, you'll realize that momentum will feed off itself. Now, had I just come home and sent those sales up, yeah, I'd have been happy because I made a great day, made for a nice week, too. But look what happened just because I took that momentum and I also didn't do the norm, which the norm would have been to drive home, call that man. I'm sure he would have said, well, our next board meeting is next month and, you know, possibly I can sit down with you before then. I just went over there and just, like I said, it's very hard to say no to a set of eyeballs. And with that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for sharing that. I love that story. And, I love that Brian's using the momentum. I also love – I get that question all the time. You know, I've been calling this person trying to follow up, and I can't get them on the phone. And I'm telling you, that Mr. Pahili is 100% right. If you can get back in person, face-to-face, it's just going to improve your follow-up dramatically. So, Brian, thank you so much for sharing that. And congratulations on your enrollments and on your success. I also, just one last quick announcement. Next Monday, because it's Memorial Day, we will not have a call next Monday morning, but that will be next Tuesday morning, same time, same number. I'm so excited to introduce this morning Miss Rebecca Baker, who many of you know. And if you don't know Rebecca, if you're fairly new, I would just invite you to get on the back office and just type her name in the search bar and find every training that she's ever done, because I've never heard her do a training that is not absolutely exceptional. And I'm so excited that she's able to join us on the call here this morning as our featured trainer this morning. She is an executive director with Legal Shield. She is a top producer with Harvard Risk Management from the state of California. And with that, without further ado, Rebecca, we're so excited to have you on the call. We love hearing from you, and thank you for joining us live this morning, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Oh, you bet. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Riches. It is such a wonderful opportunity to jump on this call on a Monday morning and to be with you, all of my Harvard family. Welcome to the call. If you're new, you are in the right place at the right time. If you've been around a while, you know that you're in the right place at the right time. And being on these calls, it's so inspiring to hear Mr. Sahili and what he's doing out in the field that just relates to all of us. And I'm excited today. I'm going to share with you just a few simple things that I do that make me successful in group marketing. And I wanted to start just by telling you a real-life experience I had a few weeks ago. I received the letter or the email from Legal Shield's recognition department, and that's always a fabulous thing. They always have positive things to tell you. Well, this was the news that, hey, Rebecca, you're going to Jamaica. So I was excited. Anytime I earn those trips, you know, I text my family, and this time I texted my daughter, and I said, hey, you know, I just officially earned the trip to Jamaica. Are you ready to go? She's got her passport. She's done some international travel on her own, and not 2 minutes goes by, she sends me a text, and she goes, Mom, I'm 16, and I want to work all summer long. She says, I'm not making any summer plans. I just want to work. And what am I supposed to say to that, you know, to have a 16-year-old daughter that wants to pass up a vacation to work? I texted her back and said, when are we going to go find you a job? And she came to me. She said, Mom, you know, you've been working since you were 12. I volunteer. I manage the football team at school, and I babysit, but I've never gone out and got a job. So she says, Mom, can you take me out? Can you coach me on how to get applications and get out there and get myself a job? So I said, absolutely. And the next Saturday, I had my daughter in the car, and she knew exactly the strip mall where there were tons of places that she knew teenagers worked, that she wanted to go accumulate applications. And I looked her in the eye, and the coaching that I gave her, these were very small and simple things, but things that she needed to know before she walked in to get an application. So I said, Kylie, that's my daughter's name. I said, Kylie, first of all, before you got in the car, I had you dressed appropriately. Okay, that's a very small and simple thing. And I said, when you walk up to the door to open it, stand tall and keep your nice tall posture when you walk in. So easy for teenagers to slouch, right? I said, just keep that nice posture. Another thing, a simple thing, look at the workers in their eyes. Make sure you keep that eye contact. If they ask you a question, keep it. You might have to think a little bit, but put your eyes back on their eyeballs. And I said another simple thing you need to do, then introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Kylie. And how's your day going? You know, ask how their day is going. Don't walk in and go, hi, I need an application. Are you hiring? But look at them, you know, learn these simple pleasantries, introduce yourself, ask how their day is going, and then listen. Hey, how is their day going? Take note of that. I said, and then, Kylie, then it's time to introduce yourself, explain that you're just 16 years old, but you're looking for a job, and ask, do you happen to be hiring? Okay, then this girl, she's a great presenter. She's won numerous county speech contests, but it was just these few small and simple steps that were kind of new to her. And she's bright. She's brilliant. I went through these simple steps with her. I think we went through it twice in the car, and she was off to get applications. She walked around the corner to open the door to get to the first business. She came back super quickly, and I was like, what happened? She goes, Mom, they were closed. So we finished there and went. That's when we ventured to the strip mall she wanted to go to. And she just envisioned herself working here. And as we drove into the strip mall, she goes, Mom, it's lunchtime. I'm hungry. I said, you know, I'm hungry too. We should probably grab a bite to eat. She says, oh, let's go to the drive-thru sushi place. And so we did. And lo and behold, the girl that opens the window is a girl that my daughter had traveled to Seoul, Korea with. Exact same age. They go to the same high school. And my daughter Kylie goes, Emma, you work here? And Emma says, well, yeah, you know, I do. And they're actually looking for help. And I said, oh, we're out looking for a job for Kylie. And I said, is the owner here? And she says, no, you know, but he'll be on the premises later. I can get you in touch, you know. So that was a fabulous start to looking for a job. It made my daughter feel at ease. She could use her skills with me by her side. And then it was time for her to jump out of the car and go business to business and grab applications. And I could see she was a little nervous, you know, taking off that first time. And I watched her go into the business. I watched her talk to somebody, and she comes out to the car, and she's just floating. And she comes to the car, Mom, I have an application. They are hiring. And because she followed those small and simple steps, it was very easy for her to look good, to communicate well, and to grab those applications. And she just went door to door. She came back, I think, with 8 applications that day. And so what I want to share with you today are just the small and simple things that we use in this business over and over and over that cause success in group marketing. The first thing that's super small and simple is calling on companies. Second thing is conducting decision-maker meetings. And the third thing I'm going to talk about is following up. So when I call on companies, I always introduce myself first. You know, well, I ask, hey, is John in? And who is this? This is Rebecca with Harvard. And when I get with John, hi, John. You know, this is Rebecca with Harvard Risk Management. Are you familiar with our firm? Okay, I ask a question, and then I shut my mouth and listen. And from there, it's, you know, yes, I'm familiar. Okay, yeah, well, we're the firm that does the complimentary identity theft workshops for companies. Or no, I haven't heard from you. Oh, of you, and it's the same thing. Well, we're the firm that does the complimentary identity theft workshops. It'd be great to get with you for 15 minutes to show you what we cover and see if you feel like it might be a good fit, if we might have something to offer. And so it's very simple to do that introduction, but we have to be sure to stop and listen, because part of posture over the phone, the only way that we can build rapport is to mirror their tone of voice, mirror the speed at which they're speaking. And that's how we get a connection with them over the phone. So be sure to always introduce yourself, ask a question, listen, and take note of their tone, take note of the pace of their speech. Try to get maybe the mood that they're in. Now, if they're in a bad mood, don't go there. Do a little bit to try to brighten their day. But it's pretty simple. Calling on companies, you ask, you listen, set the appointment. Very, very simple steps. The second thing, conducting decision-maker meetings. It's one of the things I told my daughter, you walk and you stand confidently. You're walking into that business, and, you know, I put pumps on. I'm on my toes, and I'm just ready to lighten and brighten and make somebody's day. And, of course, we look the decision maker in the eyes. And, again, I mirror the tone of their voice, the speed of their voice. If they've got their legs crossed, I'll cross my legs. If their elbows are up on the table, my elbows are up on the table. If while I'm speaking to them, they sit back in their chair, I sit back in my chair. These are subconscious things that that people pick up that make them feel that you are in the same boat as them, and just build that rapport. And so I make sure in those decision-maker meetings, here's a small and simple thing you need to do. Ask about their family. Take 3 to 5 minutes to just find out, you know, if they've got kids, there's usually a picture of kids in their office. And, hey, you know, are those your good-looking kids? And that people love talking about themselves. So if you read Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, you got to shut up and listen and just find out about them. Let them talk about themselves. Or if there are no pictures and you have no clues, then it's, oh, hey, so how long have you been here at Bolt House Farms? And then they'll tell you, oh, for 4 years, oh, where'd you come from? And they love talking about themselves. So before the DM meeting, be sure to take that small and simple step to learn about your DM, make them feel super important. The other thing at a DM, a small and simple thing, be sure to know the proposal front and back. You know that I love the Harvard Green Proposal. I know it front and back. And as I go through the presentation, I transfer emotion as I tell my own stories. I tell one story on ID Shield, on the ID Shield and how my family was protected and the peace that that brought us and the peace that it can bring the decision maker's family as well as their employees. But you have to have your own experience, or at least say, you know, there was one of our clients who had this experience, and you've got to pull the emotion out. You've got to make sure they are with you in that story and they feel that emotion, and then they're going to understand. They're going to be emotionally invested and go, wow, yeah, there is value here. And I always make sure I have one experience for the ID Shield and one for the Legal Shield. So for both of the benefits, they're feeling my emotion, they're understanding. This is tangible. This is something that can get your family out of a speeding ticket. You know, you now have attorneys that will write letters for you, and it's powerful. You know, and it'll take burdens off your employees' shoulders. And that's what I say. I always say, John, if that's the decision maker, you know, you know better than anyone how personal problems become personnel problems. And then I'll be quiet. If it's a good decision maker, they go, oh, yeah, we're dealing with wage garnishment right now. One of my employees just got evicted. You know, if they know and they love their employees, they'll talk about them. If they don't, during that pause, it's just kind of quiet, and then I'll move on. But I'll let them know, hey, these benefits help lift the burden off the shoulders of your employees. And you know, this is something that's just going to bring a lot of value to the company. And then I say to that decision maker, you're the professional here. I usually just piggyback on an in-service or a safety meeting, or I'll bring lunch, do a lunch and learn. If you have those in place, I just say, what is your corporate structure like? And what do you have coming up? And that's how I go from the decision maker meeting to setting the enrollment. And I let the decision maker know too that, hey, I always bring food and I raffle off a gift card or two. And I'll do all the work and make you look like the hero. Okay, so those are just the simple one-liners, the simple things I do to go through a decision maker meeting. Following up, that's the third small and simple thing that we do over and over. Following up is so powerful. You guys, we really need to have the fortitude and the stick-with-itness and the ambition to consistently follow up. That's really where the fortune is. Many companies that I follow up with month after month, and I'll follow up with them year after year sometimes. My largest accounts, ones that are 4, 5, 800, 1,000, 2,000 employees, those will take a good 18 months, 24 months to follow up, just on average. Now, I don't focus all my time on those big groups because it takes so long. I'm looking to grab the low-hanging fruit. I open a lot of groups that are 20, 30, 40 employees, and those are the ones you can get into, you know, within a week or two. Usually, you can set that decision. At the decision maker meeting, you can set that enrollment just at their next safety meeting. But when I'm following up with these large accounts, the small and simple things that I do that keep that relationship going. I'll call and I'll make small talk for just 30 seconds to a minute, and then I'll get right to business. You know, I say, hey, you know, we need to protect your employees. We need to set that enrollment. Let me know what's best for you. And most of the time, I get voicemail. I mean, 80 to 90% of the time. But I always leave a voicemail. I always leave a message and let them know, number one, I'm thinking about them. Number two, I'm excited to bring the benefits to their employees. And then I say right on that voicemail, I'll touch base with you real soon. And what does that do to say I'll touch base with you real soon? It tells them, hey, I'm good to my word, and I really care about you, and I care about your company and your employees. And it lets them know that I'm not going to stop following up. You know, you're going to get this message. It's going to jog your memory that you told me you were going to get me a date. And they better have an enrollment date or a lunch and learn date in mind when I follow up the next time. So that's a very small and simple thing to do, to call, to leave that voicemail, or to set that enrollment right there. And so that's just a way to build your pipeline and keep things flowing. I mean, don't ever be afraid to make that follow-up call, because you might have a story in your head that, hey, you know, this person is busy and they're not going to call me back and I've left 4 messages. You keep leaving those messages, because one day they will. They'll pick up the phone, and they're going to be ready to set that enrollment. And there are times where I feel like I'm leaving voice messages for days and weeks and I'm not making a connection. And so what I'll do is I'll grab a copy of the SHRM article. It's in our back office. It's the case for legal services and identity theft benefits. And then I'll hop in the car with some chocolate, and I'll follow up in person, like you heard Mr. Fahili do. It's a small and simple thing. But it brings amazing results. It takes a little planning. It takes a little more gas in the tank. But when you catch that decision maker, and again, I always bring chocolate, you light up their day. They're happy to see your face. You know, when you walk in, they love you. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, because you built this relationship. You walk in, you're happy. You've got a gift for them again. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is a person that I really like. And, you know, I heard last week I had left about 10 or 12 messages for this HR manager. And I just showed up at her office. I had chocolate in hand. And her face just lit up. She's like, oh, Rebecca, I've been so busy with the end of the year reports and the things that we're closing out that I just haven't been able to pick up your calls. She's like, I've been getting them, but I'm so glad that you're here in the office, or you're here, you know, at our site. Come back into my office. Let's set up a time for you to come speak with our employees. Bam. A small and simple thing, and all of a sudden I had an enrollment. So be sure and take time, a little bit of planning, a little more gas in your tank, but go follow up in person, because those are going to bring amazing results. Another experience that I had when I just simply showed up in person to follow up, I have a pretty large account. It's California Dairies. If you've been to California or lived here, they've got commercials. They're the happy cows. And I broke into the account about 2 years ago. I got to know the human resource manager. And she took me into 2 of their locations, and I got to be part of their open enrollment and educate. And And it brought me, I think, more than 150, almost 200 memberships. And that was over a six-week period of time. And it was fabulous. And in the middle of hitting all 24 of the locations, not even in the middle, the very beginning, she goes, oh, we've had a change in the way that we're doing things, and we're not bringing our benefits in to educate in person. They're going to do it online. And, of course, that's deflating because it's not about the number of people in the company, but it's about accessibility. And all of a sudden I learned, whoa, that just cut me off from about 800 to 1,000 employees. Well, I kept my relationship with that human resource manager, and I ran into her as I would speak at SHRM luncheons. Those of you who are not yet HRCI qualified, get with Mr. Chris Evans and get that done, because if you can speak at SHRM luncheons, you're going to be doing some positive networking. And that kept me in touch with that human resource manager. And I just didn't spend a whole lot of time, you know, lingering on it, but I did wanted to break through and tap my potential in that company. And so 2 weeks ago, I was near the area, and, of course, I planned ahead. I brought some chocolates. I walked in and asked to be human resource manager, and he was absolutely thrilled to see me. And he said, hey, Rebecca, you mentioned at that SHRM luncheon, you gave such a powerful education. You said that you do your best to educate our employees. We're actually opening up some time in our open enrollments this summer to have you come in and educate at all of our different locations. And I was like, woohoo, that was such a huge win, you know, and so we're getting together and we're putting those all on the calendar. So don't be discouraged if you walk into a company, you get access to some of their employees, and then they cut you off. Don't think that that's final. Keep your relationship going. That's a small and simple thing you can do, and things change. And the more that they see the value of identity theft, which is, it's just becoming more and more valuable each day in our world, the more likely they are going to be to open it up and let you back in. I was at a decision-maker meeting about 3 weeks ago, and I went to set the lunch and learn date. And my decision-maker meeting said, you know, I need to take this to my executive director and get some dates from there. You know, she'll be on board. She said, there was actually a gentleman here about 3 years ago, and he was with LifeLock, and we really wanted to implement the benefit at that time. She said, we see the value of it. We know our employees are being hit by identity theft, but she said, we've had three very jam-packed and crazy busy years. And she said, unfortunately, I don't have his info anymore. She said, he stopped calling on me. He stopped following up. And she said, that was just maybe 6 months after we met. So guess what? That LifeLock guy quit following up. Guess who's gonna get the sales there? I'm gonna walk into that account. And it might take me 2 or 3 months. She says, you know, we can't get you in right away. It might be towards the end of the year, but I'm open to that. And you better believe that I'm just gonna keep following up because that is where the fortune is at. So with that, the small and simple things we can do as we call on companies, as we conduct our decision-maker meetings, as we are persistent with our follow-up, those are going to lead to enrollments, and those are going to lead to cash in our pockets and living the American dream. And with that, I will turn it back over to you, Mr. Riches.
Ms. Baker, thank you so much for sharing. I love that topic, the small and simple things that we do in this business, and I could not agree more that those little things make such a big difference, and they really do. I hope that our agents this morning that are listening in are actively listening, taking notes, paying attention to so much of the little intricacies of what Rebecca is sharing, because it's what makes the difference. It these little things make the difference between opening accounts and writing a lot of business in those accounts, because I agree, it's not just opening the account, it's getting access to those employees and writing business. Those little things are going to make a huge difference in the business that we're able to write. And Rebecca, again, I can't say thank you enough for putting that together and sharing that exceptional training. You did a fantastic job, as always, and we will look forward to seeing you in Jamaica, and then again in Nashville. We've got some exciting stuff coming up here in the next couple of months. Well, folks, I'm so pleased this morning that we've had such great information shared on this call. And again, we'd welcome you this Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central Time to join our live webinar at www.hrmcb2b.com. And if you have not been certified yet, then you need to go click on that link in your back office to get certified. Check out the other great certifications that we've had, the training that is available in the back office. I always love when I get calls from agents that say, you know, I've been listening to this audio or I watched this video in the back office. They're taking advantage of the resources that we have. You know, I know that, especially if you're new, you may not fully appreciate that. And frankly, some of you that have been around for a while may not fully appreciate that. But I just can't tell you how many folks there are that are in the world of Legal Shield. So in other words, they're Legal Shield associates, but they don't have access to those resources. And they would love to have access to those resources, but they don't. And you do, and I do. And I hope that we're taking advantage of the competitive edge that we have. Those resources are not going to help you if you're not taking advantage of it. If you're not looking and watching and reading and listening, then they're not going to do anything for you. Again, I mentioned earlier, if you just type Rebecca Baker in your search bar, you'll find some incredible trainings that she's done over the years, live trainings at our events, conference calls that she's spoken on. And if you enjoyed what she shared this morning, you need to go listen, because that's exactly what she shares every time. It's chock full of real stuff, genuine, authentic information that is real, and it matters, and it's the stuff that you're going to find if you're out there working this business. If you're not really working the business, if you're more someone that just kind of likes to get on conference calls and listen and not really go out and actually do the business, then it might not make a whole lot of sense. But for those of you that are actually working the business, then I think that you will fully appreciate what Ms. Rebecca Baker shares every time that she speaks. So I would encourage you to do that. Don't forget about our Thursday night call at 7 p.m. Central Time, our leadership call coming up this Thursday night. I'm very excited for that call as well. And again, a reminder that next Monday is Memorial Day, so we won't have this call, but we will do this call on Tuesday of next week. So Tuesday the 29th, please join us here, same time, 9 a.m. Central Time, same number.
Hey, Mike, did you mention the B2B training webinar?
Yep, twice.
Okay, good.
But thank you for throwing that in. But that's this Wednesday, and next Tuesday we've got that coming up on the 29th. And again, folks, you know, I'll say it one more time. Next Tuesday, we'll talk about Performance Club. Like, I'll mention that again. Spoiler alert, but we'll keep talking about Performance Club. But next Tuesday, you'll only have 2 days to really do anything about that, maybe three if you count next Tuesday. Today, you've got 11 days left in the month to go make that happen. Don't wait till next week. Let's make that happen this week. Find someone that you can sign up. Go open a small group. Sign up a Legal Shield associate and that gets a new legal plan membership, get 80 points for that. Get your Performance Club points in. Get them in right now, this week, today, so that you can get qualified for this month. Get your numbers in the green where they belong. Again, we appreciate Ms. Rebecca Baker. We appreciate Mr. Brian Fahili, also Mr. Jim Tanner for sharing this morning, and again, all of you for joining the call this morning. We appreciate you. We wish you the very, very best. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.